Books may be around for a long time, but the VCR is on its way to becoming a thing of the past. According to the DVD Entertainment Group, a consumer tracking organization, more than 30% of the nation's households now include a DVD player in their home entertainment centers. And last year, revenues from purchase and rentals of the shiny little movies on disc closed in on video with revenues that topped $6 billion. Home entertainment reviewer Bruce Kluger reveals that this summer, the industry moves into overdrive with a slew of blockbusting titles.
It's a testament to the diversity of DVD that this week's big releases feature a lineup of leading men as eclectic as a bespectacled wizard boy, a tattooed amnesiac, and a gun-toting war veteran with a bad temper and pumped-up pecs. First out of the gate is a special two-disc edition of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, the first of J.K. Rowling's blockbusting book series to make it to the movie screen.
Our caretaker, Mr. Filch, has asked me to remind you that the third floor corridor on the right-hand side is out of bounds to everyone who does not wish to die a most painful death.
Along with the film itself, the Potter platter includes a batch of new scenes created just for the home version, extensive commentary by the filmmakers, electronic trading cards, and get this, interactive features that allow viewers to step into the film and tour Hogwarts Academy as a first-year student. Now, the million-dollar question, of course, is the disc kid-friendly? The answer? Yes and no. Admittedly, my six-year-old daughter needed more than a little help from Daddy navigating her way among the various witchery seminars and spell and potion activities on the disc. But once she got where she was going, she became a regular little Harriet Potter. In fact, after only 15 minutes, she became something of an all-star player in the game of Quidditch and wound up teaching me how to catch a snitch. If you don't know what I'm talking about, read the book. Meanwhile, the most maddening DVD release of the week has got to be the newest edition of Memento, Christopher and Jonathan Nolan's mind-boggler about a man with a serious case of memory loss who's trying to get to the bottom of his wife's murder. Those who saw this brilliant brain teaser in the theaters will recall that the film plays backwards and that in his attempts to untangle the mystery, our befuddled hero must rely on a pile of Polaroid pictures he's taken, along with a series of important clues he's tattooed onto his body.
Since my injury, I can't make new memories. Everything fades. If we talk for too long, I'll forget how we started. Next time I see you, I'm not going to remember this conversation.
But if the screenplay of Memento isn't confounding enough to keep most home viewers on the edge of their lazy boys, the makers of the new DVD edition have decided to crank up the degree of difficulty one more notch. Instead of featuring customary menus that permit you to skip around the disc at will, the DVD features a device that quizzes viewers on their ability to retain facts and images from the film. If you answer the questions correctly, you get to go where you want to go. If you don't, you stay put. The producers call this little device a test of the viewer's, quote, mental health battery. I call it annoying and frustrating, and I now use the disc as a coffee table coaster. But alas, if you prefer movies that favor brawn over brain, then you'll be delighted with the new special DVD box set trilogy of the Rambo series, starring Sylvester Stallone as a former Green Beret whose reputation as a killing machine lands him super secret assignments everywhere from Vietnam to Afghanistan.
Well, look, John, we can't have you running around out there wasting friendly civilians.
There are no friendly civilians.
Well, I'm your friend, Johnny. I was there with you knee-deep in all that blood and guts.
Yes, all three films, First Bloods Part 1 and 2 and Rambo 3, remain as relentlessly pyrotechnic and historically dubious as they were in the theaters, but the packagers of the disc deserve a 21 Uzi salute for fattening up the box set with respectable extras. A fourth bonus disc includes no less than 10 featurettes and documentaries about the film, including behind-the-camera peeks, an inventory of Rambo's survival hardware, and a few sobering retrospectives on the Vietnam War. Indeed, the only downside I can see to owning this deluxe Ramthology is bragging about it at cocktail parties. I mean, wouldn't that be sort of like admitting you just acquired a leather-bound edition of the complete literary works of Jackie Collins? There are dozens of other releases I'd love to tell you about, from a new director-approved edition of the Oscar-winning drama Traffic to Disney's newest installment of the Roly Poly Oly series, but I have to get home. My daughter is waiting patiently, and as always, there are snitches to catch.
Reviewer Bruce Kluger writes about home entertainment for Us Weekly and Parenting magazines.